Okay, and what was your first name again?
My name is John.
Okay, and your applicant's name today, John?
It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, and her last name is Smith.
Okay, and does Sarah have a middle initial?
She does, M, as in Mary.
Okay, and the last four digits of her social security number?
6531.
Okay, just give me one moment while I bring everything up, okay?
Perfect.
National Western Life Insurance Company has requested that we record this conversation. Do I have your permission to record?
Yes.
This is Danielle with Elite Sales Processing. I am speaking with Agent John on behalf of National Western Life Insurance Company. Today's date is the 6th of October, 2015. It is approximately 11:04 a.m. Central Standard Time. And, John, you have given me your permission to record this conversation. Is this correct?
That is correct.
And, John, do you have an agent ID number?
No, ma'am. I am a new agent, and this will be my first case.
Okay. And, John, what is your last name?
It's Fromm, F as in Frank, R-A-H-M as in Michael.
And what is your business phone number?
It is 1-800-760-3434.
And would you like to use a cell phone for your information?
No, that's okay.
Okay. And we're completing an application today for Sarah, and that's S-A-R-A-H. Her middle initial is M, and last name is Smith, and that's S-M-I-T-H. Is this correct?
Yes.
And what is her physical address?
It is 512 Willowbrook, one word.
And is that Street Drive?
Avenue.
Avenue.
That's
in
City. Cedar Park.
State.
Texas.
Zip code.
78613.
Primary phone number?
512-555-1234.
Date of birth?
Is 6-13-1950.
Full social security number?
452-516531.
And she is a female?
She is a female.
And she's 65 years of age?
Correct.
And what state was she born in?
In Michigan.
And for the recorder, you did state that this was the single premium product. Is that correct, John?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm just going to move through a couple screens, so bear with me for just one moment.
Okay.
And, John, what is your client's height and weight?
She is 5'5", 115.
The lifetime's return select as well, John?
Yes.
Okay, and has an application number 01906313 or state variation been completed prior to this call?
It has.
And was this application completed paper or electronically?
Paper.
Is the application being signed in a different state than the proposed insured resides in?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently with the applicant, or did you personally see the applicant prior to this interview?
I am, yes.
To the best of your knowledge, do you believe that this applicant is medically qualified for this product?
I do.
Has the applicant smoked cigarettes or used tobacco products in any form in the past 12 months?
No.
Please advise how much cash you have accepted from the applicant for purchase of a money order for the initial premium payment, if any.
$148,220.
And that's cash money that you've accepted?
It's a personal check.
Okay. And what is the face amount being applied for?
$250,000.
And is this a single 5 or 10K plan premium?
Single pay.
Have you informed your applicant regarding the fraud statement listed in the application?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you attest that the person I will be speaking with is the applicant for this insurance policy?
I do.
And I can go ahead and speak with Sarah whenever she is ready.
Okay, Sarah, here's the phone.
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
My name is Danielle, and I represent National Western Life Insurance Company, and they have requested that we record this conversation and obtain your authorization in order to preserve and protect your answers to our questions. Do you agree to the recording of this conversation and authorization?
Yes.
And do you attest that you are the applicant that is applying for this insurance policy?
I do.
For the recorder, Sarah, can you please state your full name?
Sarah Marie Smith.
You, and your date of birth?
6/13/1950.
Your full Social Security number?
452-516531.
Your state of birth?
Michigan.
What is your current zip code?
78613.
And your height and weight?
5'5", 115 pounds.
Thank you very much. Sarah, I'm now going to read you a medical authorization, and that states, proposed insured authorizes any licensed physician, medical practitioner, healthcare professional, health plan, hospital, clinic, laboratory, pharmacy, pharmacy benefit manager, medical facility, consumer reporting agency, or other healthcare provider, insurance company, reinsurance company, or MIB, or any other organization or person to give any information about you or your mental or physical health to the company and or its authorized agents to determine your eligibility for insurance coverage. The company may disclose such information to its reinsurers and the MIB. National Western or its reinsurers may also release such information to other life or health insurance companies to whom an application for insurance or to whom a claim for benefit is submitted. I authorize National Western or its reinsurer to make a brief report of my personal health information to MIB. This authorization also applies to any member of your family proposed for coverage in the application and is valid for 2 years after today's date. I understand that any information disclosed pursuant to this authorization may be subject to redisclosure by the recipient and may no longer be protected by federal regulations governing privacy and confidentiality of health information, such as the HIPAA privacy rule. Proposed insured, you have the right to revoke this authorization in writing at any time by sending written requests for revocation to National Western Life at 850 East Anderson Lane, Austin, Texas, 78752, to the attention of privacy official. A revocation is not effective to the extent that any of your providers has relayed on this authorization or to the extent that National Western Life has a legal right to contest a claim under a policy or to contest the policy itself. Do you agree with this authorization?
Yes, I do.
Have you read or been informed of the fraud statement that pertains to your state of residence?
Yes.
Have you personally seen your agent within the past 30 days?
Yes, he's here with me now.
Thank you. And please advise how much cash money you have provided to the agent for purchase of a money order for the initial premium payment, if any.
I gave him a personal check for $148,220.
Okay. And what is the face amount that you are applying for today?
I'm looking for $250,000.
All right. And now I'm going to go ahead and start the beginning of the medical questions. Please wait until the end of each one to answer with a clear yes or no. Okay, Sarah?
Okay.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed by a member of the medical profession or tested positive for the human immunodeficiency virus, AIDS virus, or acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS?
No.
Do you have any impairment, whether physical or mental, for which you need to receive assistance or supervision in performing normal activities of daily living, such as bathing, dressing, eating, toileting, transferring, or taking medications?
No.
Do you use any medical appliance such as oxygen, respirator, or dialysis machine, or have a defibrillator implanted?
No.
Have you had or have you been advised by a member of the medical profession to have an organ transplant, or have you been medically diagnosed as having a terminal illness or life expectancy of 12 months or less?
No.
Are you currently hospitalized, confined to a bed or nursing facility, residing in an assisted living facility, or receiving hospice care?
No.
have you been diagnosed, treated, tested positive for, been given medical advice by a member of the medical profession for a disease or disorder such as congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, cirrhosis of the liver, liver failure, kidney renal failure, end-stage kidney disease, chronic kidney disease, or renal insufficiency?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever been diagnosed, treated, or tested positive for, been given medical advice by a member of the medical profession for a disease or disorder such as Alzheimer's, dementia, memory loss, mental incapacity, schizophrenia, manic depression, bipolar disorder, brain disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS, Huntington's disease, muscular dystrophy, cystic fibrosis, multiple sclerosis, or multiple myeloma?
No, I have not.
Have you been diagnosed, treated, tested positive for, or been given medical advice by a member of the medical profession for diabetes prior to the age of 20?
No.
Have you taken insulin prior to the age of 40?
No.
Have you been diagnosed or treated by a member of the medical profession for insulin shock or diabetic coma?
No.
Have you been hospitalized two or more times for any diabetic complications within the last 2 years?
No, I have not.
Have you, within the past 3 years, been diagnosed by a member of the medical profession with leukemia, lymphoma, melanoma, or any internal cancer, or received chemotherapy, radiation, or had surgery for any cancer other than basal or squamous cell cancer of the skin?
No.
And have you been diagnosed by a member of the medical profession as having more than one occurrence or any metastasis of any cancer in your lifetime, excluding basal or squamous cell skin cancer, and amputation caused by cancer or any other disease, or are you currently being treated by a member of the medical profession for cancer or reoccurrence of cancer?
No, I'm not.
Within the past 2 years, have you been diagnosed or treated by a member of the medical profession for, been hospitalized for, taken, or been prescribed medication for chronic obstructive pulmonary or lung disease, COPD or COLD, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, respiratory failure, chronic hepatitis, liver disease, angina, stroke, transient ischemic attack, TIA, Hodgkin's disease, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's disease, grand mal epilepsy, systemic lupus, SLE disease, or do you have paralysis of two or more extremities?
No, I do not.
Within the past 2 years, have you been diagnosed or treated by a member of the medical profession for, been hospitalized for heart disease, heart attack, uncontrolled high blood pressure, heart or circulatory surgery, including coronary artery bypass, angioplasty, cardiac or vascular stent placement, pacemaker replacement, heart valve replacement, abdominal aortic aneurysm, or any procedure to improve the circulation to the heart, brain, or extremities?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And within the past 2 years, have you been confined three or more times to a hospital, nursing facility, convalescent care facility, assisted living facility, or mental care facility?
No, I haven't.
Within the past 2 years, have you been declined for life, health, or long-term care insurance?
No.
Within the past 5 years, have you been convicted of a felony? Are you currently on parole or on probation?
No.
Within the past 5 years, have you been treated, diagnosed, or been advised to have treatment by a medical profession for alcohol abuse or drug abuse or attempted suicide?
No, I have not.
Within the last three years, have you been convicted of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, impaired, or under the influence, or for reckless driving?
No.
Are you taking medication for any impairment or disease that we asked you about previously?
Yes.
Okay, and what are you stating yes to?
I take some medication to control my diabetes. I have type 2 diabetes for the past 7 years or so, and I take medicine for that.
Okay. And were you diagnosed 7 years ago?
Yes.
Do you use insulin?
No.
Have you ever used insulin?
No, never used insulin that I can remember.
Have you ever had any diabetic complication for which you were hospitalized for?
No.
And within the past 2 years, any diabetic complications?
No.
And is there any other medications that you currently are taking?
No, that's it.
Okay. And in the last 12 months, have you used any tobacco or nicotine products such as cigarettes, pipes, or cigars, snuff, chewing tobacco, or nicotine delivery device such as a patch, gum, or lozenge?
No.
And have you applied for life insurance with any other insurance companies in the last 2 years?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And what company did you apply with?
I got a policy with ABC Company last year.
And that was last year?
Yes.
And you were approved, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Do you believe that this, is there any other insurance companies that you applied for in the past 2 years?
No, just the ABC policy.
Okay. And do you believe that this life insurance policy is appropriate for your financial situation based on your income, net worth, available funds, and retirement considerations?
Yes, I believe so.
And do you have a driver's license?
I do.
And what is your driver's license number?
It's S is in Sam, 156-2768.
And what state is that issued in?
Texas.
Okay. And who is your primary care physician?
Let's see. I got it here. It's Dr. Russell. Yeah, Dr. Russell. He's here in Austin.
In Austin. And do you know a phone number or a physical address?
Yeah, I have it here. It's, 512-555-3678.
And due to confidential information that we have received from a confidential source, we do have reason to believe that you may be taking the following medication. And the first medication that I see is tamoxifen. Do you or have you currently take or have you taken that medication in the past?
What was it called?
Tamoxifen.
I don't think I've ever taken that.
Okay, is have that, you ever been?
Is that maybe a diabetes medicine maybe I took a couple years back? I had a prescription change.
Okay.
I don't think that's what it was, though.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed with any type of cancer?
Yes, actually. Back when in my early 50s, I had breast cancer, but I haven't had any complications since then.
Okay. And that you were diagnosed with that in your early 50s?
Yes, it was about 10 years ago.
Have you had any reoccurrences?
No, I haven't.
Any other forms of cancer?
No.
Any metastasis of that cancer?
No, I haven't had a death.
Okay, and how is your cancer treated?
I had chemotherapy. And I had a mastectomy. And nothing has reoccurred since then.
Okay. Thank you. And the next medication that I see is metformin. Do you or have you taken that medication?
Yes, I take that for my diabetes.
Okay. All right. And I just have one last statement to read to you, and that states, do you declare that all the statements and answers given are to the best of your knowledge and belief true, complete, and correct? And do you agree that your statements along with the application will be the basis for National Western Life to make a decision on any insurance that is issued?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay, Sarah, I thank you so much for your time and for applying with National Western Life today. And I can go ahead and speak with your agent.
Thank you, ma'am.
Hey, Danielle, I'm back on the phone.
Hi, John. I just need to go through the agent checklist with you.
Okay.
Is the plan type completed?
It is.
Is the replacement questions completed?
Yes, ma'am.
Beneficiary section completed?
Yes.
Owner section completed?
Yeah, it'll be the same as the insured.
Okay. And then the application date, city, state section completed?
Yes.
And you, the proposed insured, and owner, if applicable, have all signed the application?
We have.
Okay. And Sarah will be accepted non-tobacco, subject to National Western's guidelines. Please remember to submit that application to the home office regardless of the decision. I thank you very much for your business. It is greatly appreciated, and have a great day.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate your time.